Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I like to think of it as a session of Sanity. Most of the time we're doing stories around here nobody else is doing, nobody else is dealing with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being involved. Thanks for being engaged. Thanks for being, you know, being part of, taking advantage of, if you would. But I really do appreciate the time, especially with your comments, whether you're in the chat room, on the website, or online, or wherever it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, and that's great, we have an app. We have an Android and an Apple app, an iOS app, whatever you want to call it. You go to the respective stores, and you can get there. It's free. We don't charge for it. So you want to go ahead and download that, and you can hear it anywhere. But here's the deal. If it's not on a local station, if it's not being carried by your local station, then call them and ask them why. And if they won't tell you why, or they don't give you the answer you're looking for, let me know. More than happy to pick up the phone and call them. Right? Just, it's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7... Some people say, oh, give it out enough. I think I give it out a lot. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right. So it seems like San Francisco finally has decided to make a change. It's decided to do something with their street situation. And if you've been in a coma, then you wouldn't know that you can't even walk down the streets of San Francisco without stepping in, you know, human excrement or garbage or all kinds of stuff. I mean, homelessness is truly out of control in San Francisco. Nobody seems to care. Or anyway, from San Francisco, nobody seems to care. So the head of the San Francisco's Public Works, who was in charge of cleaning up the city's feces-filled streets. And by the way, if you're looking for work, I'm not joking, you can clean the streets of San Francisco. You can be one of the street cleaners. Not the machine. That's right. $165K a year. And I don't believe it requires a college degree. Seriously. Now, the head of Public Works has been arrested by the FBI on suspicion of public corruption. Now, Public Works Director Mohamed Nuru was arrested Monday alongside Nick Bovis, the owner of a popular sports bar in Fisherman's Wharf, Lefty O'Doul's. Sources told NBC Bay Area that Nuru was arrested on suspicion of accepting bribes from airport concession contracts. Both Nuru and Bovis were released on bond following their arrest. At the top, as the top official of the $312 million city public works budget, Nuru has, he's tasked with cleaning up the streets. Now, critics still are screaming about how cluttered these streets are, how they're filled with feces, needles, homeless people sleeping everywhere, and it's not getting better at all, not at least. Nuru, who goes by McLean, Mr. Clean SF, wow. If he thinks that's clean, can you imagine what his house looks like? He goes by Mr. Clean SF on Twitter. He also oversees the design and construction of city facilities and management of 1,600 employees. And the capital project portfolio they have is well over $5 billion. Bovis alongside Nuru in 2017. They championed a portable toilet venture called Tiny Potties. It was aimed at mitigating the city's public defecation problem. How about you start picking them up after a while? Move them off the streets. Move them somewhere else. There's empty lots. Okay. I don't know why they have to be in downtown. I'm sorry. I've had it. I've looked at what's going on in these cities. San Francisco, Los Angeles. You see it in Chicago, Miami, D.C. This is craziness. And you can't move along because it's a public place? Find them another public place to go. The portable restrooms were meant to look like the painted ladies' Victorian homes near Alamo Square. Now, if some of you have seen it, you can head over there and look. You know, we have this thing called Google. You know, beautiful old Victorian homes. Nuru, as of late, he's attracted criticism from homelessness advocates for conducting sweeps of the city's homeless encampments. Now, if he's been conducting sweeps of these encampments, if he's been trying to clean this place up, and it still looks and it still has a problem, can you imagine how bad it is? Seriously. Most people say, I think that the department has been run like a one-person, you know, fiefdom for a long time. That's according to Supervisor Matt Haney. Now, you know, the San Francisco supervisors, they've got very little credibility, if any at all. These are the same guys that want to legalize, you know, these shoot-up rooms, which I find really interesting because, you know, I keep saying the Dems feel like they're above the law. Now, it's not okay for a Republican to even think they're above the law. For the Dems alone, that's reason to incarcerate them. But when you think about it, the supervisors for San Francisco are all Democrats. They're all liberal, progressive Democrats. And these are the ones that are proving, you know, these shoot-up areas, these safe places to inject. Here's the problem. They're approving a place that you can break the law in. That's right, because it's still against the law in California and in federal law to have those drugs and to use those drugs. So can anybody else, is it just me? Am I being too hard-nosed? But, I mean, think about this. Here's a place where nobody has to look at you, and you don't have to look at anybody else, and you can shoot up that drug or you can snort that coke in here where nobody will see you. Now, we know it's illegal. We're going to help you do it illegal without being seen. These guys are whacked. Totally whacked. Not kind of. Totally whacked. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones if you want. Dr. Warren Farrell's going to join me. We're talking about the boy crisis that's going on in this country right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel. General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, just texting and tweeting, truly being, part of the conversation. And let me just get to it, because I don't have much time with him, and I always enjoy talking about these things, because we don't deal with them enough. And many of you know I'm on a school board here in California, and it's been one of my complaints. I've watched this happen for years. I've been talking to educators who are exactly on the same page, that boys of today are being left behind in education and so many other areas. So I've asked Dr. Warren Farrell to join me. He's the co-author of The Boy Crisis and the former New York Times bestseller, Why Men Are the Way They Are. Dr. Farrell, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
I'm looking forward to it. I enjoyed our last time together.
Yeah. So, you know, and to think about this again, being not just a trustee on the school board, but watching what's going on in society, watching what's going on around us, as much as the women would like to scream that we don't pay attention, we devalue them, from what I'm seeing, even in the education world, we devalue boys, we devalue males, we don't push them along like we do women. Am I off on this?
No, not only are you right on that, and you're it's beyond the education world. The very definition of masculinity was to train yourself to be disposable. Wow. In war or disposable in the workplace. 93% of the hazardous jobs are 93% of the deaths in hazardous jobs are males. And in war, of course, the very definition of being a hero is, you know, somebody who risks his life to save the life of others. And so women were not only valued, they were prized. We lost our lives again and again. Every generation had its war, and in each war, millions of men worldwide sacrificed their lives so that women could live, and they were killed in ditches and by all sorts of armaments, so that women could be home and be protected. And so this is, and we all, you know, and then in the university, we talk about male privilege. Well, I think if we reversed the roles and said, well, you know, we had in every generation, we would bribe the women and call them heroes if they were the ones who would go off to war and be killed while men stayed home and cared for the family, we would not call that female privilege.
No. No. And, you know, we've heard the rise of, male toxicity over the last few years. And I'm thinking to myself, what is so wrong? What is so toxic about being a male? What brought this on?
Well, I think at a very deep level, first of all, you're absolutely right about the toxicity and the damage that this does to boys.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I did the research for the boy crisis, I started looking at, you know, why were boys falling behind in almost all countries of the world? And one of the reasons they were falling behind is that there's an enormous shame in being a boy today. You grow up feeling like, that all the rapists are males and mass shooters are males, and so that, you know, male toxicity has a ring of truth to it. And so you say, you know, but I try to be as good as I can be, but, you know, gee, I don't feel like, you know, I'm valued as a male anymore. And even if, and one of the reasons is, you know, that historically speaking, men were trained to be, to protect women, to die to protect women. And now we have fewer men dying in war. So there's less admiration for males because we're dying less to protect women. So when we are not useful to die for women, what are we useful for? Well, we're useful for emotional intelligence and being able to communicate. But in order to be able to be willing to be disposable and trained to be disposable, you had to repress your feelings, not express your feelings. You had to do a lot of things that were damaging to you psychologically in order to be willing to risk your life and lose your life. And so if you were in let's say boot camp and somebody made an anti-Semitic comment and you were Jewish and you said, you know, Sergeant, sir, I really feel very offended by that, that anti-Semitic comment. My parents died in the Holocaust. The response of the sergeant would be 50 push-ups, because your job in boot camp was to learn to discard, to not pay attention to your feelings and to yourself, to that the understanding without ever being told to boys directly is that your job is to be a cog in the war machine, and that the squeaky wheel it holds up the war machine from being able to defeat the enemy. And so your job is not to be a person. Your job is not to be a human being. Your job is to be a human doing.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. You know, I grew up, I was just talking about this the other day. We were talking about the Holocaust and the ceremonies that were taking place the other day. And I said, you know, when I was a kid, I've just turned 60 recently, but when I was a kid, we grew up watching the movies, the Army movies, the Navy movies, the military movies, and we saw these things, and we saw history, and we understood what it took to protect humanity, if you would, as a whole. They are now dumbing down these boys. Those things are bad. You don't watch those kind of movies. We were made to be, you know, men were made to be men. We were made to be providers and protectors, and we don't allow boys to do that anymore. We don't allow them to even be taught that because it's negative, right?
Yes, and it is to some degree negative. I mean, if you're a father or a mother, you don't want your son to die at the age of 16, 17, 18. And, you know, during World War One, many people don't realize that many of the boys, even though they were not supposed to, they were so inspired by the messages of society to be willing to die, that they snuck through and pretended that they were 16, 17, when in fact they were 13 and 14.
Wow.
And so it's really, and so for a boy to make that decision, that we all want our sons to live. And so, and we have the freedom for the first time in history to be able to focus on our children's and our son's health, and to prepare him for war when war isn't necessary is not a functional thing to do in terms of his safety. But on the other hand, we do need people in the world to be able to fight wars and to be able to, you know, to be the firefighters and to be the police officers. But boys today, while still the ones who are the only, you know, boys at the age of 18 are required to register for their draft, their sisters are not. And yet no one says, you know, there should be equal numbers of girls and boys registering for the draft. And because after all, if you're in favor of equality, you should be in favor of equal numbers of boys and girls being willing to die. And so the boys today are really confused because on the one hand, they're being told, you know, you should do all these things that you should be the one to register for the draft. And at the same time, they're being told they have male privilege. And they're being told, you know, when it comes to boy-girl time, if you're heterosexual and you're interested in a girl, look around and what really happens. The guys that, you know, that are successful with girls, they take the initiatives. The ones that don't are called wimps. But if you take the initiatives, you might be called a sexual harasser. And
Dr.
if you
Carol,
don't take the sexual initiatives,
you've got to put it on pause. We've got to go to a break.
Sure.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, don't leave. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's Senate impeachment trial moves into the next phase as Senator jurors will be allowed to ask questions of the House managers and the president's attorneys. The White House team finished up their defense.
It is time for this to end.
The president's lawyers dismissing new claims from John Bolton that contradict their defense.
Are you going to allow proceedings on impeachment to go from a New York Times report about someone that says what they hear is in a manuscript?
The leaked manuscript. The leaked manuscript from John Bolton's forthcoming book says the president did condition aid to Ukraine on investigations into Joe and Hunter Biden. The remains of two Americans have been recovered from the wreckage of a small jet that crashed in Afghanistan on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to our guests. This is something I've been interested in for a long time. You know, we do a lot of stories about what goes on with boys slash men in our communities and in our lives. And I've asked Dr. Warren Farrell to join me. He's a co-author of The Boy Crisis and the former New York Times bestseller, Why Men Are the Way They Are. And Dr. Farrell, so excited to have you with me today. Appreciate your time with me.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's get, you know, again, right back into it, because as we've seen, especially, and you would know better than I would, but I have seen, I've been doing this radio show for about 11 years now, and I have seen the, I don't want to call it an attack, but it definitely is the way they treat boys, young men, if you would, the way they talk about them, it really, to me, is almost a demeaning way in which we are treating our boys. And my understanding is that right now you address in your book the male suicide rates are way up. And why is that? Is that because of the way we're treating them? We're not allowing them to be the young men, the young boys that they are?
Well, yes and no. In a way, I looked at 10 causes of the boy crisis, and among those 10 causes, the single biggest one by a long shot was dad deprivation. It's the boy crisis basically resides where dads do not reside. And you know, just to be clear here, boys and girls who are dad deprived are damaged in more than 50 developmental areas, but the impact on boys is greater. And I think two reasons for that is one is that boys are devoid of the same-sex parent, whereas obviously girls raised by a single mom are not. And also boys are less prone to, when something is bothering a boy, he's much less prone to ask for help, to seek help, to even understand that something's bothering him. And he becomes therefore a volcano and often acts out. And so you see with, so example, I remember we had in your neighborhood, Nathaniel, I think it was Burhau, is that correct? Mm-hmm. That was that, you know, had done a shooting in the school, and most people don't know that 100% of the deadliest school shootings in the 21st century have been by boys who had been deprived of their dad. And as I understand it, Nathaniel's dad died a couple of years before he did the shooting, and oftentimes this loss of a father is much more potent than I ever would have thought before I started doing the research for the Boy Crisis, because when I submitted the Boy Crisis to the publisher, I had submitted 10 causes that I was going to outline, and, you know, causes like, for example, not having father figures or male teachers in school. But I found that the boys that had dads at home, if they didn't have male teachers in school, there was no big thing. But if it was, if they went from a female-only home, mother-only home, to female-only teachers in school, that's when it was a tough thing, that the boy had no male role model, either at home or at school, and therefore was much more vulnerable to, for example, a drug dealer or a gang leader saying, you know, hey, join our gang, you'll belong, you'll have reputation, you'll have respect, or, you know, deal drugs here, you'll get money, you'll be able to attract girls. These types of vulnerabilities were much greater, as it was with, Hitler Youth. Hitler Youth sought out boys who didn't have fathers, and so the vulnerability of these boys has been known for years, but we haven't understood it, talked about it in our schools. It's not part of the cultural conversation. I'm working with the White House now to make it part of the cultural conversation, and it should be something that will be brought up by the White House in the next 3 or 4 months.
Well, I hope so, because I got to tell you something, and I want to be very clear about this. I am not pushing any kind of political agenda or viewpoint on this, but I've always said you have to have a male and a female when it comes to bringing up a young man or a young woman, because we bring different things to the table, and there needs to be input and influence from both genders. You're the doctor. Am I off on that?
No, it appears to be that you're right, meaning I say it appears to be because we don't have really great data from studies of children raised by gay parents, whether they're female and female or male and male. We have studies either that are very biased on one level or the other. They're either for people that are absolutely convinced that that's a blessing, or people who are absolutely convinced that that's a curse. And so what we need is studies to really find out the answer to that at a scientific level. And there's but what we do know is that in the Boy Crisis book, I have about 10 differences that I outline between what I call dad-style parenting versus mom-style parenting. And so dad-style parenting is, so for example, a dad is far more likely to sort of throw his kids on the couch, let's say three kids, and say, okay, the game now is for you to, you know, you to jump on my back and to, you know, and to, and then to pin me down before I pin all three of you down together, okay? Oh, yeah, Dad, great. And the mom is looking on and going, oh, my God, you know, I feel like I have just one more child to monitor here. And the kids are going just absolutely totally excited, and the mom is saying, okay, I see the kids are really happy. I won't interfere, but on the back of her mind, she's saying, I just feel like it, within 5 or 10 minutes or a half hour, sooner or later, somebody's going to end up getting hurt. And sure enough, she's about 99% likely to be right. And so, but then the father, yes, then the mother thinks to herself, you know, I feel guilty that I didn't intervene sooner, but at least Dad now will know that to stop the roughhousing. And instead, Dad says, you know, okay, you know, John, you can't stick your elbow in your daughter, your sister's eyes like that. Well, okay, Dad. And then they go, all right, so one more time, this is the last time you get, if you do something like that again, no more roughhousing. So the kid goes back and really means to not do that again, but after a minute or two, they get caught up in what psychologists call emotional intelligence under fire, and they forget about the warning when they really want to win, and so they push their sister aside again, or brother aside, and the And the father then usually stops the roughhousing. And when the father does that and says, okay, no more roughhousing till tomorrow night, and the mother's going, tomorrow night you can do the same thing that didn't work twice tonight? You must be, something's wrong with you. This convinces me that I can't trust you with the children. But what dads don't explain is that tomorrow night is exactly what is crucial, because tomorrow night, when dad says, if you stick your elbow in your sister's or younger brother's there'll be no more roughhousing. Now the kids know they're going to lose what they want if they don't do what they need to do. This is the development of postponed gratification. It is also the development of empathy. The children are required to think about their sister or brother lest they lose what they want. So empathy is made, you have an incentive for empathy. And it also teaches the children the difference between being assertive and aggressive. And kids who are assertive, who know that difference, are ones that have far more friends. The kids who are empathetic have far more friends. And children that have postponed gratification, that is, they learn to do what they need to do, like not hurt their sister or brother, in order to get what they want to have, those children are much better at completing their schoolwork because they have that discipline of postponed gratification. They're better at being able to get onto the basketball team or, be an actor in a play because they have the discipline to do what they need to do. Those are the kids that succeed at school. Those are the kids that succeed in relationships. And those are the kids, therefore, that don't withdraw into video games. They play video games, but not withdraw into them. When it comes to boy-girl time, those are the kids that are attracted. Girls are attracted to the boys that are successful in one way or the other. Girls are not attracted to losers. And so the boys that are sort of winners or performers, they get the girls. The other boys have to withdraw into porn, and porn addicts the boys to increasing risk-taking sexuality, which when they get a real-life girl in their life, the girl is sort of like, I feel treated like an object in a porn movie, and rejects the boy, which only proves to the boy that he's a loser. And so this is just one of about 10 examples that I talk about in The Boy Crisis of the difference between dad-style parenting and mom-style parenting, and why, as you were, as part of your original question, why both are so important.
Yeah, and again, to me, you have single moms out there. God bless them. I had a single mom for a while, too. They do the best they can, but I had two uncles that were very involved in my life for a long time. So
yeah.
I had the male, to your point, I had the male input, and it was really, really important to me. I can think back to those days and think of some great times I had. Look, we got to go for another break. I'm enjoying this conversation. Hopefully you are, too. Listen, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, but come on back. You don't want to miss the last segment. We'll be back in a minute.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart
cotton body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Always having a good time on the show. And by the way, it's Mambo Italiano, not Mambo Irish, okay? I mean, what else would you expect from me? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, let me bring him on, and then I'll tell him a little joke that I have. Dr. Warren Farrell is joining me right now. Love his book, The Boy Crisis. You can find it up on Amazon. He's a co-author of that and a former The New York Times bestseller, Why Men Are the Way They Are. And Dr. Farrell, thanks so much for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Oh, it's fun to talk with you both on air and off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm very proud of the fact, and I'm sure there are Greek people and Spanish people out there that feel the same way I do. You know, I grew up in a family that all were immigrants. They came here from Italy. They appreciated this country. They appreciated what they came to. But the culture was so much different. And And they were trying to fit in, but there are things that just don't work. You know what I'm saying? But they tried really hard, and every one of them, you know, came here, was able to start their own business where they weren't able to do that where they came from. It was just, you saw the progression, you know, of the family. But one of the things we were talking about off air, which I don't see much of today, is family time from a standpoint of dinner. Dinner was the place where the day was talked about, your aspirations, what you want to do in the future, and things. It was just a place to get the help that you needed. We don't see that anymore today, do we?
We see very little of it. I have a couple parents coming up to me and saying, "No, I'd like to have family dinner nights and, you know, have really good quality time together. But my kids always bring the electronics to the table, and if I tell them to put them away, well, they put them on their lap or they put them, and then they start looking at them every chance they get. And as soon as I hear that, I know something. I know that the children are in charge of the parents. The parents are not in charge of the children. And that, you know, the parents will say, well, what can I do? You know, I do tell them to not bring the cell phone to the table. I said, well, number one, you can take it away from them. Or number two, you can just say, you either leave it in the bedroom when you come to the dinner table, or the payments will be cut off, or the cell phone will be taken away from you. Oh, I can't do that. You know, they need that for this, or they need that for that. And, you know, and they need the computer as well, and so I can't take that away from them. Well, you can move the computer out into the kitchen if they violate the rules of how you want the computer used, and or you cannot give them dessert, or you cannot take them to where they want to go, or you cannot take them to a friend's. There's hundreds of leverage, or, you know, if discussions don't work and agreements don't work and are broken, then you have don't have just the right to do that. You have the obligation to do that. That's your job as a parent. It's not to be a friend to your children. That's wonderful if viable, but it's not the primary role. But it's amazing how many parents have forgotten that today.
Let me interrupt you for one second. My biggest joke to the parents that I talk to about them wanting to be their kids' friends, I look at them and I say, how sick is it that a 45-year-old guy wants to be friends with an 11-year-old boy? Okay? This is not where you want to be. You're supposed to be dad, not his buddy.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah, so let's look at for a moment how we can have the best of both worlds. When I started constructing or looking at the importance of family dinner nights, one of the things I did have to be aware of is that some family dinner nights can morph into a family dinner nightmare. And so what I started looking at is the common denominators of family dinner nights that really work. One of the things I do around the country is do couples communication workshops. And so one of the crucial dimensions of couples communication workshops is that almost all relationships' Achilles heel is the inability of people to handle personal criticism without becoming defensive. And so the first thing that I started to structure, and in the Boy Crisis book I have an appendix that just teaches families how to structure family dinner nights so they are become the most valuable thing your family will ever do. And one of the structures, after getting rid of the electronics, is teaching everyone how to hear each other and how to listen and how to not interrupt and how to let the other person who's speaking know that they're being heard. So and that means not just the parents hearing the children, that's important, the children being heard need to be heard without the father and mother interrupting, without the father and mother lecturing, without the father and mother nodding their head in sort of shameful, I just can't wait to get in here and tell you what you're doing wrong, but the kids really need to be heard, and then the children need to know that the parents have heard the child the way the child feels that she or he expressed whatever they're talking about. Parents are better at doing that for their children than they are at requiring their children to also do that for them. And that's a crucial skill. If you, if you're training your child to not only hear what you say, but to say what she or he feels that they heard, and then, and keep at that until you say, yep, that is exactly what I was saying, and then later give them a chance to respond and give their own perspectives, and vice versa, when the children, you know, when the children have felt heard, and then you have a chance to give your perspective. When those structures are part of family dinner night, then, and the topics are allowed to be discussed no matter what they are, that is, whether they're about sex, whether they're about dying, whether they're about something that happened at school that's normally taboo to talk about, the more controversial your conversations are, the more the boys especially will be fascinated and can't wait to join the next family dinner conversation, because boys love that sort of adventure. And, and boys and girls oftentimes hate talking to their parents because everything is constrained and within a straitjacketed framework, and it's more fun to talk to their friends. And so this is the way to, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the way to make family dinner nights both fascinating, interesting, and your children end up learning how to listen effectively. And the only downside is that once your kids learn how to listen effectively, they end up having more friends than they can handle.
And they end up turning it on you sometimes. Let me ask you, do you notice any commonalities in ethnicities, if you would? You know, you and I were joking offline that I come from a very large Italian family. My wife, not so much. And we were very loud. There were a lot of things going on at the table. We never really took anything personal, to your point that you were making earlier. Do you see that in other ethnicities? And I see it going away to a big degree here in this country.
Oh, yes. I mean, almost every ethnicity and even nation has a culture, and those cultures are, you know, if you have a Norwegian woman and a Italian man get married, or vice versa, the chances are fairly good that, you know, that the Italian man or woman is going to be more passionate, more volatile. They're going to come from a family where three people were talking at the same time, and that was not a problem, and, you know, that everybody enjoyed the entertainment of their own speaking. And when somebody you know, disagreed with somebody else, they might shout them down, and they might get into a shouting match and insult each other. And this is, you know, but if anybody insulted somebody, anybody from the outside insulted one of them, then that person better watch out.
That's so true.
So that, yeah, that would be very typical of an Italian family, whereas, you know, the Norwegian woman or man might think, oh my God, you know, this family is, you know, dysfunctional, and, you know, how can you, you must hate each other. And in fact, it's not hating each other at all. It's a form of love. And then when it comes to making love or being together emotionally and expressing love, not just sexually, but in other ways, oftentimes that Norwegian or Scandinavian woman or man will be more aloof, and then the Italian person will feel unloved. But, you know, that she or he may be very much loved by the Scandinavian person, but the love is expressed in a different way. It might be expressed by them doing cooking a great meal, or, you know, helping them with their technology, or something along those lines, or staying up late to do something for them. And so we all have to learn how we learned to love, and then make sure that we don't just choose people that are the opposite of us because they're such a relief from our family and who we were, because opposites often attract, but it's very much more challenging for them to live together.
Yeah, that is something that I've noticed. People from the outside, when they came into my family events, they thought we were yelling at each other. They thought we were mad at each other. And the reality was nobody was upset. Nobody was mad at all. I would love to spend 2 hours with you, but we're running out of time here. And I want to bring you back at some point, because I really do want to talk about how ADHD is on the rise. And I don't know if it's being prescribed more, or it's an easier out for some, as opposed to teaching our young people how to really deal with life. And I don't want to leave it on that note, because I'm going to send people to get your book to understand how this goes on. So I will have you back, because these are important things that we need to learn how to deal and help our young people. We're just not doing it. Anyway, tell people how they get more information. Do you have something that you write on a regular basis? How they find out more about you in the book?
I think the best place to do is to go, as you said, to Amazon. And if money is an issue for you, certainly Amazon has a very significant discount on the book now. if you are a listener, if you're somebody that commutes to work or listens while you're at the gym, then the audible version of the book is something that I spent 5 days reading the book in studio, and John Gray, my co-authors, also read his portion of the book, which is on ADHD and how to prevent it without using drugs.
We're out of time. You're going to get cut off. I'll let people know more about you. Don't go far, people. We have a lot more coming up after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side.